Chazar aus Lechen Nishma, Vlach, Cheskel, Shagam, Vem, Yehudim, Zecha, Chagiga, Daf, Yud. Zog the Mishnah, the halachas of het and adorim fly in the air, so to say, in that there's no real source for these halachas in the Pesukim. The halachas of Shabbos, of Chagiga, and of Me'ilah are like mountains hanging by a hair, and that there are many halachas and very little source in the Pesukim. Monetary laws, the halachas of Avoida, the halachas of Tumah and Tara, and the halachas of Arayit have a lot of sources in the Pesukim. They are the fundamentals of Torah. Hein, hein, gufei Torah. Zok the Gemara Brisa says, Rabbi Eliezer says, halachas of releasing the darm do have support in the Pesukim. Based on the words kiyafli, which are written twice in the Pesukim, one teaches that one may enter into a vow, and the other teaches that one may exit a vow as well. Rabbi Shua says the support is based on the Pesukim, which Hashem says, I swore bi'api in my anger. This suggests that after the anger subsides, one may be released from his vow. Rabbi Yitzchak says it's based on the Pesukim that says, kol nediv liboy, which teaches that a person must only keep his promise if he's willing. Hanania, the nephew of Rabbi Shua, says it's based on the Pesukim that says, I have sworn and I have kept the promise. This suggests that even after swearing, there are times when one need not keep the promise. Yehuda Neim Shmuel said, I have a better source than all the other ones, because the Pasuk says, one may not profane his word. This teaches that although he may not profane his words, others may do so for him by releasing him from the vow. Rava said, all these sources can be refuted except for that of Shmuel, because the words of Rabbi Eliezer are used for another drasha, that the vow of Nazirus must be said clearly. The words of Rabbi Yeshua may mean that even though the promise was made in anger, it may not be taken back. The words of Rabbi Yitzchak may mean to exclude the view of Shmuel, who says that one is only obligated to a vow once he expressed it orally. The words of Hananiah are used by Rav Gittel in the name of Rav Tadashin, that one may make a vow to perform a mitzvah. However, the source of Shmuel can't be refuted. Rava said that it's like people say that one sharp pepper is better than a basket full of melons. Mishnah said Hilchos Shabbos. In fact, there are so many psukim written regarding Hilchos Shabbos. So why are they considered to be hanging by a hair? The Mishnah says the Mishnah is referring to the case like Rabbi Abba, that where one digs a hole, but only because he needed the dirt, not the hole. In that case, he's potter. That's the case that has no source in the Torah. Anymore, that would mean that we're saying that the Mishnah only follows Rav Shimon, who says that the malacha done for other than its primary purpose is potter. And where it says the Mishnah may even follow Rabbi Yehuda, he would agree that where someone does such a malacha not for its primary purpose and the result is a destructive one, he's left with a hole in the field, he'd be potter. This would be the halacha referred to in the Mishnah. Anymore, what's meant by the Mishnah when he says that halachas are like mountains hanging by a hair? There is means it's hanging by something. Where it says it's referring to the concept that only a malachas machsheves, a calculated malacha, is also on Shabbos. And yet this concept is never explicitly stated in the Torah. We learn it from the fact that we learn it out from the Mishkan. The Mishnah said Chagigos. The concept of Chagiga is stated in the Torah. The Mishnah said what's meant is like our Papa said that the Pesukim are written as written may simply mean that people should celebrate Chagosim Oisei Chag LaHashem, not that a carbon has to be brought. Remember, we find that Moshe told Pari that Hashem wanted the Yidden to go out v'yachoygu li b'midbar, and it clearly refers to Kabbonis, as Moshe even told Pari that he would have to give the Yidden to animals to take along with him. Mar says it may be that Moshe was telling Pari that food will be needed for the celebration that will take place, but not that Kabbonis were needed. The Pasuk says v'lo yolim chelev chagi ad boiker, the fats of the Chagiga should not be left to the morning. Clearly this refers to a carbon because a party doesn't have fats. Mar says it may be that Torah is saying that the fats of voluntary kibbutz brought during the chag, during the celebration, may not be left over till morning. In fact, Mara, is that to suggest that fats of kibbutz for the rest of the year may be left until morning? Apostle clearly says that it may not. Mara says it may be that leaving the fats over on Yom Tov carries a lois assay as well as the usual assay of all year round. In fact, there's another pasuk which teaches that there's a lois assay. Mara says maybe the Torah wanted this prohibition to carry two lavim. We learned that Chag refers to a carbon from Gzeirah Shava, from a Pasuk in Omois. The reason we consider this to be hanging by a hair is because we don't typically learn the meaning of a word in the Torah from a Pasuk in the Nevi'im. The Mishnah said Me'ilois. The concept of Me'ilah is stated in the Torah. So Rabbi Merchame said, what's referred to here is the halacha that when one makes a shliach, and that shliach commits Me'ilah, if he did so in the execution of a shliach, the sender is chayev. But if not in the execution of a shliach, the shliach is chayev. That halacha is not explicitly stated, and therefore it's hanging by a hair. Rava said, maybe we learn out Me'ilah from Truma through Gzeirah Shava and learn that just as a shliach is treated as the principle for Truma, the same is for Me'ilah. Rather, Rava said, the halacha of Me'ilah that's considered to be hanging by a hair is that if the principal sends Hegdish money with a shliach, not realizing it's Hegdish, and before the money is spent, the principal realizes that he mistakenly sent Hegdash money. The halacha is that only the shliach is over Me'ilah. Rav Ashi asks, why is that so difficult to understand to the point that it's considered to be hanging by a hair? Why is that different than any other person who unknowingly spends money of Hegdash and thereby becomes chayav for Me'ilah? Rather, Rav Ashi said, the halacha that's considered to be hanging by a hair is the halacha of a Mishnah, that if one merely takes a stone or a beam from Hegdash, he's not chayav for Me'ilah. However, if he takes it and gives it to his friend, then he becomes chayav for Me'ilah. There seems to be no difference if he takes it for himself or gives it to someone else. So why should the resulting halacha be different? This is what's meant, that the halacha is hanging by a hair. For the Gemara, maybe the case is discussing, like Shmuel said, that the person discussed is the Hegdash treasurer, is the Gizbar. Therefore, as a woman that's still in his possession is considered to be in possession of Hegdash, and therefore he hasn't committed Me'ila yet. Or it says the halacha is from the end of that mission. The mission says that if one takes the beam from Hegdash and builds it into his house, he's not chayav from Me'ila until he sits underneath it. Now, it would seem that he should be chayav as soon as he makes the change to the beam by building it into his house, and yet he's not chayav until he sits underneath it. This is what it's meant that the halacha hangs by a hair. Maybe the case is discussing, like Rav said, that the beam was placed over a hole in the roof, but not affixed into place. Therefore, he's only chayav once he sits underneath it and benefits from it. So, Kumar, we must say that halacha is difficult to understand, and therefore considered to be hanging by a hair. Which halacha is it? It's the one that we mentioned earlier from Rava, that if the principal sent the money with the shliach, and before the money was spent, he realized that he mistakenly sent him money of Hegdash, the principal is not chayav from Eli, rather the shliach is chayav. Although we ask, why should it be different than one who mistakenly took Hegdash money? In truth, there's a big difference. In that case, the person knew he had some Hegdash money, but didn't realize he took that particular money. In the case where we're here with the shliach had no way of even knowing that the principal even had Hegdash money in his possession. Therefore, we would think that the shliach should not be chayiv. That's the halacha that seems to be difficult to understand, and therefore it's considered to be hanging by a hair.